An artist claims a railroad company improperly destroyed his mural celebrating the people of Wilkinsburg. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
As Penn Avenue enters Wilkinsburg, it threads beneath an overpass that holds up a rail line. Workers have been repairing the concrete structure, but for years it was home to a 15-foot-tall mural. The artwork spanned both flanks of the overpass, left and right of Penn, with a vibrant array of portraits representing the community.
It's just faces, a lot of figures, very, very diverse figures, people of color, and just liveliness.
Max Gonzalez is an artist who lives two blocks away. Although he didn't work on this mural himself, he says it shows how public art can help define a community.
It becomes part of your community, and it becomes part of your community identity. And in some ways, it just helps you fixate on identifying what Wilkinsburg is.
The mural was one of a series of eight completed by a nonprofit called Moving the Lives of Kids, or MLK. The project was led by Kyle Holbrook, who grew up in Wilkinsburg. The murals were done with children from the community. The paintings were meant to honor the history of the borough, which is majority black. Holbrook says that residents met to choose the images and designs.
Not only were they painted by the community, they were selected by the community.
The mural was completed in 2006. It was sanctioned by Norfolk Southern Railroad. The people memorialized included recent victims of gun violence. One of them was Holbrook's best friend, DeMond Buckner, nicknamed Mondo.
He was super community-minded.
That's Buck Buckner recalling his older brother when they both still lived in Wilkinsburg.
Every, I want to say Saturday or Sunday, man, he would just buy a lot of food from Edgewood Town Center and just have like little barbecues up Johnson Park, because some of the kids in the neighborhood just didn't have it. They just, you know, didn't have food, so they would organize like basketball tournaments up there, and they have like these big barbecues.
Mondo was murdered in 2006. Holbrook painted him into the mural on Penn, one of 14 victims of gun violence depicted there. Holbrook went on to become one of Pittsburgh's best-known muralists. He now splits his time between Pittsburgh and Miami. Just last month, he was shocked to learn the mural, including his portrait of Mondo, had been destroyed.
When I saw it, my heart was broke. I felt like I lost him again.
What happened was that in early June, workers for Norfolk Southern began repairing the deteriorating concrete on the 100-year-old overpass. The job, inevitably, destroyed the mural and left a blank gray wall.
Being able to go there and just say goodbye, say some prayers one last time would have meant a lot as well.
But Holbrook contends the mural's destruction also violated a federal law called the Visual Artist Rights Act. Passed in 1990, it requires owners of structures adorned with an artwork to make a good-faith attempt to notify the artist before the work is destroyed. Aman Gebru is a law professor at Duquesne University specializing in intellectual property.
So the intention of the act was to protect the public's interest in this art.
Demolition cannot begin until 90 days after the artist is notified. Holbrook says Norfolk Southern never notified him. If it had, he says, he would have used the 90 days to take better photos of the mural and explore restoring it after the work was done. A Norfolk Southern spokesperson said by email the company understands Holbrook's concerns, although it didn't answer a direct question about whether it attempted to notify him. Gebru, the law professor, says the Visual Artist Rights Act has a lot of loopholes favoring property owners. But in recent years, he says,
I've seen cases where a lot of artists are actually being aware of the act and actually using their right in the act to bring people to court.
In the biggest such case, a federal appeals court this year upheld a $6.75 million award to a group of graffiti artists whose work was destroyed in Queens, New York. The site was called Five Points, and it was large enough to draw tourists. The Wilkinsburg mural was nothing of that magnitude. And Holbrook says he isn't contemplating legal action against Norfolk Southern. He says he'd just like a chance to restore the mural.
I certainly don't think that we should be destroying our black monuments that were created with the community that document our history.
A Norfolk Southern spokesperson says the railroad plans to contact Holbrook with options for moving forward. Holbrook says he last heard from them in early July. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.